I'm Brett Hayworth, and welcome to What's a Frequency, our weekly show on Siouxland Public Media. Many towns in Iowa have their own public libraries as a way for residents to borrow books, digital media, and more. There's a different system in parts of Woodbury County, as the cities of Sergeant Bluff and Sioux City have their own libraries, but there's also a county library system. It was an initiative that is marking a 75th anniversary, and there were some festivities this summer to inform Woodbury County people that about this county system. It was begun in 1950 as a way to reach people in some of the lesser populated rural areas. The Woodbury County Library has a main location in Mobile, plus three branches with Pearson to the west, Hornick to the east, and Danbury as the southmost one. The staff in Mobile includes Library Director Donna Chapman, plus Nicole Weitzel, Brandy Brosamley, and Leah Downs. And Leah and Donna are with me here as we're at the Bookmobile at the Lawton Bronson School today. Here's the mission statement from the Woodbury County Library. The purpose of the Woodbury County Library is to organize and make equitable distribution of informational material of various media to people of all ages in Woodbury County, and to offer service to the Woodbury County through the Woodbury County Bookmobile to all students who attend the school district sites that are serviced within the county. So the Woodbury County Bookmobile is a longstanding presence in the county. It's a sizable van style. Is it van essentially? Yeah. Yeah, little truck. And it's driven to the schools by the Woodbury County staff, and the young students can walk in and browse some possible books to check out. And I guess I'm learning now that also there are some books come into the schools for some of the younger students. So it's kind of both ways here. And some interesting stats that I just discovered on the Bookmobile in researching this episode. As of 2018, there are 668 Bookmobiles in the United States. Kentucky, California, and Ohio have been leading the way for years for having the most Bookmobiles. And the height of the Bookmobiles basically climbed from about 1950. For about 40 years, it increased to about a high of around 1,100 in 1990. Then a decline in national Bookmobiles began. The number dipped below 1,000 in 1994. It went below 900 in the year 2000, and below 800 in 2008. And again, currently, the most recent is 668. Now here at the Bronson School, I'm joined by Leah and then Donna Chapman, the library director. And can you kind of describe the need for a county library system in 1950, like what you know about why that was a need for people?
In 1950, there were a lot of country schools. And so this Bookmobile that they purchased, the first one they purchased, served all the rural county country schools. There was probably one on each section or every other section of the county.
Many of the smaller towns in those years probably didn't have their own city libraries.
Yes, that's correct. The Woodbury County Library served as the main Bookmobile stop, and so they get their books from the Woodbury County Library to distribute to the county schools.
Do people realize, so the library in Mobile, some people maybe think that's like the Mobile City Library, but do people realize that it is a county system, or is that kind of not widely well known?
I think it's confusing for people. I think, you know, it says county on our outside sign, and we never talk to ourselves as a Mobile library. We always consider ourselves a Woodbury County library. And it is still hard to get that information out there that we serve all of rural Woodbury County.
And I'll just speak for myself. I coincidentally live in Mobile and have, it's just a wonderful system. My girls in the early 2000s went to Storytime, and we've loved your library forever. But I'm sure when I went there, I just thought, well, this is the Mobile Library. It completely was over my head that it was a county system.
I think a lot of people get that conception out in the rural area, too. But they're getting better.
So, Leah or Donna, either of you, can you describe some of the activities? I know there was something with Mobile Days. Like, how have you been marking the 75th anniversary of just activities that you've done this year?
Yeah, to celebrate our 75th, we've just been trying to get really involved in the community and find opportunities to represent ourselves and just find ways to get involved and have fun with the community. So the Mobile Days was in the first week of June, and that's an annual event for the city of Mobile. And so we did like a 75th birthday party, open house for the library, just to promote our services and bring people in that might not have ever visited the library before. And it was kind of just a family event. So we had outdoor games and crafts and activities and refreshments inside. And that was kind of a really cool way, because even sometimes people in Mobile don't necessarily know the extent of what we do, of our services, or the history there. And so it was kind of just a cool way to promote that.
Are there any more, a few more events to finish up the year that you want to tip people to that are coming down the pipe?
We did do the Bronson Parade. We were in that, and there's lots of people here, so I think that got well noticed there. There is a Danbury Days has a corn festival coming up. I'm not sure if the bookmobile will make it down there this day because of driver's situation, but hopefully we'll have people walking in the parade with the banner.
Yeah, so we've just been trying to do all the parades and town events that we can. We're going to have a presence at Golfstock out in Pearson. Just all of the events that are already happening in towns. We were at the fair and all the parades. So we're just trying to put ourselves out there and just have a presence. And even if it's just handing out popsicles and bookmarks, like at least it's just a way to kind of represent ourselves and celebrate. So it's been fun so far. We have our Festival of Trees coming up towards the end of the year. That always starts in November, and that's our annual holiday silent auction. So participating businesses can bring in either a Christmas tree or a basket or literally any item that they want to contribute to the silent auction, and that's our fundraiser for the summer reading program. So hopefully it'll be a great year, because we've had so much fun with all the other events over the course of our 75th year. So hopefully it's a good turnout for that as well.
Before I move on, I want to give a plug to you guys, because I believe this was opened during Mobile Days, but this wonderful on the recreational trail that goes by the Woodbury County Library in Mobile. Just describe that new, I'm not even sure what the right name is. So, go ahead. So,
yes, we got a story walk grant, and so we put it up in kind of memory of Carrie Stamm. She was one of our employees, and in honor of all the past and present directors and employees of the Woodbury County Library system, and it's very nice. It's like 16 stands, and each, but we probably leave a book out there about once a month, and then we change it.
So there's 16 stands, and they're spaced out, I don't know, every 10 or 15 feet or something like that. And then as you go along, you read the entire book from place to place to place. Is that right?
Yeah, we put children's books out there. So it's one book at a time. So they're all about, 32 pages-ish, so each stand has two pages on it, and as you walk the trail, the kids get to read the book. And honestly, I've seen people of all ages out there reading them. We try to pick ones with, beautiful illustrations and good morals and things like that, just to have a cool little fun little curb appeal way to bring people into the library, so... Yeah.
I'd never heard of that, and I commend you for that. Can you point to any other, you saw that at some other town, or how did that kind of come as an idea?
They've been around for a few years. I mean, you see them at the parks sometimes when you're walking on the trails at the parks, but I think there is one right across from the Casey store in Sioux City at the bottom of the hill there where the elementary school is up there. I don't know which one that is. And Pearson also has a few of them. They have one over by the baseball field, and they also have one right across from City Hall and a little park there. And so we need to buy two paperback books for each time we're putting a story out there. And so when they get faded on one side, I try to pass them on to Pearson to see if they wanted to use them.
And we'll be back for more of our discussion with Donna Chapman and Leah Downs on the 75th anniversary of the Woodbury County Library and their notable bookmobile. Before that, I spoke with four sixth graders at Lawton Bronson for what they think about the bookmobile. Here are two of those students, first with Paige O'Brien and followed by Brock Jessen.
My name's Paige O'Brien, and I'm in sixth grade.
And how's the school year going for you here in Lawton? This is about, I think, week three or week four?
And it's going pretty good.
Okay. And are you a reader? Are you a big reader? Do you like reading? And if so, what sorts of genres or types of books do you like to read?
Yeah, I like reading. I like reading fictions and realistic fictions.
Tell me about realistic fiction. How would you describe that?
I would describe it as something that could happen in real life, but it's in a fiction book, so it didn't actually happen.
Thank you. I like that, Paige. Thank you. Bookmobile comes your first in third grade when you here at Lawton Bronson when you use it. Can you think back to the first time you saw the bookmobile and the first time you were on it? I don't know if that's a very precise memory for you, but if so, what were your impressions?
I just thought it was really cool that we kind of got to go onto the bookmobile, and it was just really cool.
Have you talked to other people, like adults or older siblings or what have you, aunts and uncles, that they've also had, that they used to use the bookmobile?
I do have an older sister in the high school, and she used the bookmobile down here too.
Do you remember any specific books, maybe not by title, but like what some of the topics of the books that you've gotten and the ones that you've maybe enjoyed that maybe came off of the bookmobile?
I don't really remember a lot, but I kind of just find books and then end up like liking them.
Do you have any idea for how rare this is? Because not a lot of places in Iowa have this.
Probably pretty rare, because I know this one bookmobile goes to many different schools, the one we have around this area, so.
Anything you're looking for today? Any specific genres or what you're looking for or what you're hoping to do here? I guess you're about to go on the bookmobile here in a few minutes.
Probably just look for exciting books that look fun and cool that are like fictions.
Well, thank you, Paige O'Brien. Thank you very much.
My name is Brock Jessen, and I'm in sixth grade.
Thank you, Brock. Nice to talk to you today. So what I understand is that the bookmobile that comes here to Lawton-Bronson School, people that use it started in third grade, and now you're in sixth grade, so you're at, I guess, the tail end of it for your last year of doing this. Do you remember the first time that you that the bookmobile came here and what you thought of it?
Yeah, the first time I ever went to the bookmobile was in third grade. I went out there, and I didn't know where it was, so I saw the little bus thing. I was like, what's that? So I went over there, and there was a bunch of books stacked on the shelves, and I was like, that's cool. So then I got, there's certain books that our library doesn't have, so it gives me a good, like, range of books I can get from them so that I can read more. And the first book I got was a book of the Chicago Bears, because that's my favorite NFL team.
So you not only remember going to it in third grade, you remember the actual book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What type of books do you typically read?
I like reading like fantasy and like journey books.
I'm not so much on fantasy, but I definitely like journey books as well. So,
adventures.
Yeah, adventures. Yeah. So do you know, is it once a month that it comes here to the school? And do you look forward to this when it happens?
Yes, I do. I like finding new books to read.
And have you told your family, like, do you have older brothers and sisters that maybe had done this before, and did you kind of know a little bit about it from them, perhaps?
Yes, I got two older sisters, and they both said that they like it too.
Anything else about the bookmobile before I let you go, Brock?
I think it's really cool, and the girl that drives it down here is really nice and can help you a lot with finding the books that you want to read.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. Episode of What's the Frequency. We're back with more here. I'm at the Lawton-Bronson Elementary School in Bronson, Iowa, and the Woodbury County Library Bookmobile is here today, and we're talking with people about that, and we're also talking with the library director and employee, Leah and Donna. And I wanted to, again, a reason for this episode is to let people know about the 75th year for the Woodbury County system, but then also 1 year, almost as old, 74 years is the Woodbury County Bookmobile that came in January 1951. And I'll read again. You guys have a wonderful website. So Lewis Peterson went to Wooster, Ohio to bring the bookmobile to Mobile, and that was in January 1951. Other bookmobiles have been purchased in 1963, 1982, 1997. That came through a Missouri River Historical Grant. And in 2019, the most recent bookmobile came from another MERD grant and a Roy J. Carver grant. The book, again, reading from the website, bookmobiles have provided books to county schools, public schools, branch libraries, daycares, senior citizens, and rural residents throughout Woodbury County. And I that latter point, I guess, was I had a question on whether it only goes to schools, but obviously it doesn't. So it's broader than that, the bookmobiles. So kind of explain how those other places, they let you know they want to come, or how does that all get set up?
So we take books to schools in the area, in-home daycares, senior living centers. We have several patrons that we do home delivery options for them. and homeschool families in the area, pretty much anyone that is just a little bit off the beaten trail perhaps, or isn't able to make it into the library very frequently on their own, we're always happy to stop by. We travel to all of the surrounding towns once monthly anyways to visit their schools and libraries, so it's nice if we can pick up a few extra on the way. And we're always happy to do that. So yeah, for the schools, we provide supplemental reading materials based on their reading level, otherwise maybe topics that they're studying in their classroom that month, or holiday books for whatever holiday we're celebrating at the time. So we provide those, as well as then obviously the kids have the option as well to come out onto the bookmobile and check a book off. So yeah, we try to get just as many books out there as people want to read. So we don't like to tell people no.
And the voice you just heard there was Leah Downs. Thank you, Leah. Donna, just talk about how notable it is to have the bookmobile amongst the county offerings. What do people tell you about the bookmobile? Like what sort of anecdotes are...
Well, I think the people are excited to see it when it comes. I think they're appreciative of it. We do like deliver to people that can't make it to the town. So the elderly and stuff that just don't have the means of getting there. So we like to help them out and give them some books every month, and they're so appreciative of it. So I think they just really like it.
When I came in here and I started talking to people off air on this episode, I remember going to at Pearson. I went to Kingsley Pearson. I remember going to the Pearson. It was parked on the south side. I remember, especially in fifth and sixth grade, I just loved the bookmobile. Like, those were just notable days, and it's a very distinctive thing. And I shared earlier about the number of bookmobiles historically. The high point was from 1950 to 1990, and it's kind of tapered off. 668, I think, is the most recent number. But Donna, I think you have a little stats. So there's not a ton in Iowa, but there are. You do have a few other examples. If you could kind of explain that, please, of other bookmobiles in Iowa.
Yes, I think there are two other county bookmobiles in Iowa, and then the rest are like city owned, which they go out to and do the same thing in the city as we do in the county, delivering books to people who cannot get to the library or don't have the access of availability of books. So,
what would be some of the examples of those other towns that you, with the other systems?
Okay, there is Marion Public Library, Iowa City Public Library, Ames Public Library, Ankeny, and Antelope Lending Library. And then the county libraries is Scott County and Woodbury County, and possibly there might be one in Dubuque, unless that one is no longer available.
Those are all kind of bigger counties, I guess, on both sides of the river, I guess, the Mississippi River and the Missouri River for us over here. Do you have any statistics, and this is kind of a weird question, but can you kind of quantify, like, how many school visits you might do in a year, or how many miles you put on the bike, or how many books get checked out, any numbers of any of that kind of stuff?
Well, we go to 8 schools in the county, and so, you know, they're all different lengths, like Danbury and Westwood, Pearson, Central. Woodbury Central. Of course, we don't drive too far for that. That's kind of nice. But, you know, we go to the Anthon School because, as our mission statement said, that we don't discriminate against if you live in town or out of town of a county, of the county district.
Is it difficult to drive a bookmobile? I don't know which of you two, do you both drive it or?
Well, we've had good ones and we've had bad ones. This one is probably a little bit more difficult. It sits up a little bit higher, and so if the wind catches it, you're really hanging onto the steering wheel, which has a little bit of loose steering in it. So if the wind's really, really strong, I'm probably gonna postpone the run for another calmer day, especially in the winter when you don't know what the weather and the ice and the snow is gonna do. The last one before was more like driving a camper or, you know, a motorhome. It was very low keyed. They moved it down a few inches so that we didn't get the top swing on it and stuff.
I just really wanted to know that question, the answer to that question, because I look at it, it's like...
Visibility is not very good. So that's probably the biggest ongoing challenge. It's nice to have somebody in the passenger seat to spot for you.
Do the kids ever want to get in the seat and take off or anything like that? Or no, maybe not. No.
I've just had one that wanted to jump in there, but he wasn't taking off. He just wanted to sit in the seat, which is fine. Yes. But I wouldn't trust him with the keys in there either.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Donna and Leah, as Leah Downs as well. I guess I have one last question. The count is right. I think there's been 5 bookmobiles over the 74 years. where do they come from? Like, how do you contact a company to buy them, and how does that all get carried out?
The first three, I think, came down from South Carolina, and the one before this one came out of Omaha, Nebraska. Or not Omaha, Lincoln. And then this last one went back to South Carolina to come out. And they're just made from scratch, you know. They don't take a regular truck and start and do it. They make it from scratch, and they put the paneling in and everything, and the wheelchair lift and everything is all just put in there.
I guess that's why I asked the question. Like, I'm just fascinated because, I mean, it's not a Chevy. It's not a, you know, it's not a pre, yeah. But it's specially made, as you said, Donna, correct?
Yeah. This one is a Ford, yeah. And I've never had a Ford before, but I like the Chevy. I'll push the Chevy one.
So you drive it, to wrap up here. No, you don't. You're along for the ride, but you don't drive it.
Yeah, I'm willing, but so far I'm happy to be a passenger because Donna's great at it and she's been doing it a long time. So just along for the ride usually.
And I guess last question, I promise, last question. So before we wrap up here for this, episode of What's the Frequency with the Woodbury County Bookmobile, we're at the Bronson School in Lawton, Bronson. Is it kind of a special day? Do you enjoy it as much as when you first were doing the bookmobile? Yeah, Donna?
Oh, yes. That's why they say, like, oh, I can get out of the office for a while. So, yes, I'm going on the bookmobile. And kids, like I say, they're so excited. You open the door and they're just ready to come in and pick out a book.
Yeah. Any last thoughts from you, Leah?
I didn't grow up with bookmobile access. So I grew up in Sioux City and we didn't have one. And I didn't even really know that it was still a thing that cities or counties did. And so it's really cool to be part of because it is, like Donna said, just awesome to see kids getting so excited about reading. So that's pretty cool legacy.
Yeah, go ahead, Donna.
Well, I was going to say, I did grow up with a bookmobile. I went to a country school in South Dakota, and I don't know how often it came, but we did have bookmobile service out in there. As my husband says, in nowhere land.
Thank you, Donna. I like that you interjected that because, again, it shows that it's not just in Iowa. It is national, and I wasn't aware. I kind of had a feeling that maybe there were some in Nebraska or South Dakota, but what area was that of South Dakota?
It would have been up by Timberlake, South Dakota, and between McLaughlin. We were in a different county, so the bookmobile came from Corson County, but our school thing was Dewey County. So, okay.
Thank you very much, Woodbury County Library Director Donna Chapman, and also library employee Leah Downs, for this chat here on the 75th anniversary of the Woodbury County system and the 74th anniversary of the bookmobile. And next, we're going to hear from two more Lawton Bronson students about what they feel about the bookmobile visiting their school. We have Brinley Benson and Ryder Salmon.
My name is Brinley Benson. I'm in sixth grade, and I live in Lawton.
Thank you, Brinley. And today, do you consider when the bookmobile comes to be kind of a special day or a notable day, like a better than an average day when it comes here to Lawton Bronson?
Yes, I think it's a very, like, cool day when we get to go to the bookmobile to pick books.
Are you a big reader? Do you have certain genres that you seem to like?
I love reading, but I don't have a specific genre. Okay.
Can you recall, and I'm not asking for names by any means, Brinley, but can you recall some books, maybe the themes of the books or the topics of the books that you've gotten over the year that you specifically remember, oh yeah, that one came from the bookmobile, or those couple came from the bookmobile?
I remember, like, I read a lot of I Survived ones and, like, Puppy Place books from the bookmobile.
And do you typically know when this comes? I don't know if it's always on a Friday morning, but, like, do you know ahead of time, like, it's going to be tomorrow, or is it just kind of a surprise when it happens?
It's kind of a surprise. Our teachers just tell us when we're going to go out.
When the bookmobile comes, just, like, what happens on that day in terms of, if you could just kind of just describe?
Teachers send groups of kids out to the bookmobile, and then we pick a book and, like, check it out. And then when we go back, our teachers just send more groups.
How long are you out there, maybe? Like, is it a few minutes, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or?
It's like 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how quickly you find a book.
How many students would be out there at any given time? I mean, it's not big. I don't know if it's medium. I don't know how big you would say the bookmobile actually is, but how many of you are out there, and do you kind of talk with each other as it? Yeah.
So there's like 6 to 7 kids out there at a time. And like generally we don't really talk that much, but like sometimes we talk to each other.
That's it, Brinley. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. So who am I speaking with here next?
Ryder Solomon.
And you're in sixth grade at Lawton Brown?
Yes.
And tell me about the Bookmobile. Do you recall like the first time that you came here, or the first time that Bookmobile came to you, and what grade would that have been?
Probably third or second.
Do you look forward to this? Like, do you know ahead of time that it's going to be here on a certain day, or is it kind of a surprise when you get here in the day, or do you know and do you look forward to it?
It's just like a surprise. I don't really know when it's going to come. I'm excited to go over there and see it.
And do you like more when the books are brought into the school here, or do you like more being out on the Bookmobile, like kind of looking on the Bookmobile?
I like being on the Bookmobile and like looking at all the books there.
Thank you, Ryder. And then what type of books typically do you read? Is there a certain genre or certain kinds of books that you seem to read a lot of?
Not really. I just look and read books and see if I like it or not.
From what you've seen, for boys, for girls, for people of different tastes, you know, different styles of books that people like, are the options pretty good?
Yeah, I think so. They have a lot of like varieties of books and different like authors.
Is there anything you're looking for specifically today? Do you have any thoughts of what you're looking for today?
Probably. I don't know, just a book that I might like and just read it for a while and see if I like it. I sometimes talk to my parents and like tell them that we went to the Bookmobile today and like I got a new book.
Well, thank you, Ryder. I appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you. Talking with Angie Williams here at the Lawton Bronson School in Bronson, Iowa, on the day the Bookmobile is here in September. And just describe how long you've worked for Lawton Bronson, what your role is, and then kind of what your oversight is in terms of what happens with the Bookmobile.
I've been with Bronson Elementary for 20 years this year. I transitioned into the library role probably about 15 years ago. So we've got a great partnership with the Woodbury County Library. They bring their Bookmobile over to us once a month, generally on a Friday morning. And our older students, 3rd through 6th grade, get to go out and visit the Bookmobile and actually check out books from that location, which gives them a nice selection outside of our own to choose from. And sometimes it looks better coming out of a different location anyway. So it just broadens their pool of choices. And then our primary hall, preschool through the 2nd grade, the ladies over at the Woodbury County Library make a selection for them. Generally, the number correlates with the number of students. So each student can have a Woodbury County book if they want to read them. And they get to keep that selection for the month. And then when the ladies come with the Bookmobile, there's a few gals that come in and they switch out those books for the classrooms as well. So those students get a new look at new books every month as well. So just a great partnership with those gals over there. They do a wonderful job with us. So if I'm
understanding this, Angie, so the younger kids don't necessarily go onto the Bookmobile. The books come to them in the school. And then the older kids, 3rd through 6th, go onto the Bookmobile and kind of have their kind of, I don't want to say free reign, but, you know, the ability to pick their own books. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Each class that gets to go to the Bookmobile, like today, for instance, their first day for the school year, they'll go around and find a time. They're generally here for an hour and an hour and a half, and each class has an assigned time to go out with their students. To make those choices. So yeah, they get to send the students that want a new book and that would like to go. It's not mandatory, it's just a free choice and a privilege for sure.
And just to back up, My parents are retired public school teachers from Kingsley Pearson, and my mom was English teacher for a long time, but in the last few years she added library. So I have my dad was on the library board in their hometown, so libraries are big to me. And I mean what I said when I walked in here. This is a beautiful library that you have.
Yes. When they designed our new building, because this is, we still consider it our new elementary building, they did a fabulous job putting together a space for us. It's warm, inviting, and I try to add that with the holidays as well, and some fun other pieces. Our stuffed animals, when they come into Miss Angie's library, they know they are characters. They are no longer stuffed animals because we're reading about them. Just fun things like that. But definitely when they designed it, if you are here, you'll see trees and a picket fence. And so we're reading in our backyard and just a comfortable, cozy place, just a fun, relaxing and inviting place is what we've tried to provide for our students, because a love of reading takes them well through these doors and halls. So it's a lifetime skill and a lifetime love if you can develop it early.
Thank you, Angie Williams. And I'm speaking here for this What's the Frequency show with Angie Williams. I'm at the Lawton Bronson Elementary School in Bronson, Iowa, and the Bookmobile is here today in September. Comes once a month, as Angie just said. I guess final question. So you are basically the point person working with the Woodbury County staff with this. Is this a notable day? Like, do the students, I don't know if there's any verve or extra, you know, whatever in the step or whatever, like, does it seem special when it comes? Even so, like, if it comes once a month, I probably more special at the beginning of the year, or does that kind of last the whole year? Like, it's just a special day that people look forward to.
I send out a general reminder on Wednesday. Our primary teachers will start bringing their books in to be switched out into the library. We've used our library space for that, so we don't disrupt classroom time. But the students that get to go on to the bookmobile, they genuinely, seriously, are excited when the bookmobile is coming. Our schedule, we work on a 6-day schedule, so some days it's not as easy on a Friday. It's not always the same day of our week. So if they know that for some reason it's not going to work for them to go out to the bookmobile, they are disappointed, because it is a privilege. We try to reiterate that with our students, that it truly is a privilege to have that cooperation with them. So they are disappointed when they can't, and they're very excited when they're able to. So it is definitely a vibe through our building all year. So, ooh, there's our bells.
And give me one last question, Angie. I thought of this as you were talking. This is a very unfair question. I'm going to say that before I ask it. So this is the Woodbury County Library is having they're marking their 75th year, because it was founded in 1950. Then the bookmobile came up the very next year in 1951, so the 74th year. Do you have an idea for how rare it is that bookmobile is? Like, do you have any guesses for how many there are? This is a really unfair question. How many there are in America? Like, have you heard of any others, any other places?
I don't know that there are many that are tied with a county library. I know there are people that have taken the initiative to start something similar on their own, like a venture that they see a need for in their communities. But we have a new beautiful Woodbury County Library as well. And we in Woodbury County are fortunate, because I know we're not the only rural school that they go to see. Throughout the summer, too, we have daycares that they'll visit. So I feel actually very fortunate that Woodbury County has that. And I'm very proud to say that people have taken the initiative on their own when they see it, and wish that more people had this opportunity, because reading truly is a lifelong skill. And opportunities like this just help to build that and foster that and nurture it.
Thank you, Angie Williams. I really appreciate this talk here at the Lawton Bronson School in Bronson. Thank you.
And that will be a wrap for this edition of What's a Frequency. This show has been on the 75th anniversary of the Woodbury County Library System, and we've also talked about the very notable Woodbury County Bookmobile, which is marking 74 years of existence, 1 year less, I guess, than the overall system. My guests have been Library Director Donna Chapman, plus also Leah Downs, who is another Woodbury County Library employee. We also had Lawton Bronson School Librarian Angie Williams, and then four students, Paige O'Brien, Brock Jessen, Brindley Benson, and Ryder Salmon. As we move deeper into a second year for the show, thanks for being part of our station, as we work every day to tell the stories about Siouxland that inform, entertain, and expand the mind. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week. What's a Frequency airs on Fridays at 10 a.m. and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Make sure you also check out a few of our Siouxland public media music shows that air at 10 p.m. as we have Hip Hop Chronicles on Thursdays, Mixtape Dance Party on Fridays, and 10 o'clock Blues on Saturdays with Stumpy Steve Smith. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Brett Hayworth.